we got to Lagos.
What did you feel like was going to be most effective for you today? Most effective weapons?
I think my forcing was pretty good today. Also, my splitter was actually good today, too. It wasn't what I wanted in the first inning. I was bouncing it a lot. But I was able to make an adjustment and send it up pretty good.
Before the home run, the Trout at bat, just the way that he was able to spoil a pitch like over the sliders, it looked like he was in off the plate. I mean, this has gotten tough, I guess, to deal with.
Yeah, with Trout, I felt like I threw the right pitch there. It's just so freaking good. He's good, you know, he has really good back control. And with Otani, it was just bad pitch selection. Lift that sinker up, and he's good on that, you know, he's one of the best.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the splitter is, I mean, it's always been pretty good pitch for you, but this year particularly, do you feel like you kind of, maybe mastered it in a way to where you feel like it's always on for you?
With the splitter, I feel like it's not really the splitter, I feel like it's just the fastball. You know, I have, like, better fastball command this year, and my forcing is better. And when you're able to go top of the zone and bottom of the zone with two different pitches, it makes it a little tougher for hitters.
When you, I think you finished, I think it was 7 of the strikeouts on fastballs. When you're doing that now.
That's 7 on fastballs?
Yeah. What does that indicate to you when you're going to be 7 on fastballs?
Usually, like, I feel like guys are so, like, thinking about my splitter, not to get to the splitter, and but I also forgot that, like, my fastball is not, like, it's not that bad, you know, and it's just, I feel like it's tough for hitters when you have to worry about 2-plus pitches.
Do you enjoy, like, facing Otani and Trout?
Heck no.
Nope.
It is what it is. Those two guys, you know, it's like, of course, like, you have to make them hear your stuff, you know, and when you get, like, behind the counts, especially, like, with Otani and Trout, you know, when you get behind the counts and hitters like that, like, they have good swing. They have good swing. And if you don't make them hear your pitch, it's tough for you.
How did you get through that third inning? Especially with the advances with Trout and Rendon, you had the run on third, knowing you need to probably strike out there. How did you approach this?
I was just trying to stay in the game, just trying to limit damage, to be honest with you. And I was just trying to come out there. If the one on third score, like, I was fine with it. I was just trying to limit some damage, not trying to pull more guys in base and then be worse later on.
Seeing Blackburn and Beaton this year, do you feel kind of like a friendly competition there for someone there?
I don't see it as a competition. I'm really happy he's dealing. You know, he finally got his shot, and he's taking full advantage of that. You know, so I'm happy for him. He's a great pitcher, and everybody knows that he has great stuff. You know, it was just for him. It's just giving the opportunity to, like, show what he can do, and then he's finally that the opportunity has been given to him, and he's taking full advantage of it.